تعالى: الحمد لله الذي غمر صفوة عباده بلطائف التخصيص طولا وامتنانا، وألف بين قلوبهم فأصبحوا بنعمته إخوانا، ونزع الغل من صدورهم فظلوا في الدنيا أصدقاء وأخدانا، وفي الآخرة رفقاء وخلانا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ولا مثيل ولا ضد ولا ند له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سائر إخوانه من النبيين والمرسلين وعلى آل كل وصحب كل وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، عباد الله، فإني أوصي نفسي وإياكم بتقوى الله العلي القدير، القائل في محكم كتابه: الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. الله تبارك وتعالى أخبرنا في هذه الآية أن الذين كانوا في الدنيا أخلاء، يعني أحبابا وأصدقاء، ينقلبون في الآخرة إلى أعداء لعظم أهوال يوم القيامة وشدة خوفهم، فيتعادى ويتباغض كل خليل كان في الدنيا على غير تقى مع خليله. هؤلاء الأصدقاء في الدنيا يصيرون أعداء إلا المتقين، الذين مودتهم تبقى بينهم في الآخرة، وينتفع كل واحد منهم بصاحبه لأنهم اتقوا الله عز وجل. من هم المتقون؟ وكيف أنت تكون من هؤلاء المتقين؟ المتقون هم الذين يقومون بحقوق الله وحقوق العباد. So الله تبارك وتعالى told us in this ayah that I mentioned that the friends in the dunya in the akhirah will become enemies. The close friends in this dunya in the akhirah they will turn into enemies, except المتقون, the friends who are God fearing. Who are المتقون? They are the ones who fulfilled the rights of Allah and the rights of the slaves of Allah, the ibad. وَذَلِكَ يَكُونُ بِأَدَاءِ مَفْتَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَاجْتِنَابِ مَا حَرَّمْ وَبِمُعَامَلَةِ الْعِبَادِ مُعَامَلَةً صَحِيحَةً مُوَافِقَةً لِشَرْعِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. فهؤلاء الأصدقاء الذين هم من المتقين من شأنهم أنهم يتواصون ويتعاونون على ما يرضي الله، يجتمعون على الطاعة ويتفرقون عليها. Those are the pious ones who advise each other for the sake of Allah and assist each other, help each other in what is accepted by Allah subhanahu. They meet on obedience. They get together for something that Allah ta'ala accepts. And when they leave, they don't cheat each other, they don't deceive each other. Rather, they each advise and lead each other to what is beneficial for them in the dunya and in the akhirah. جَمَعَهُمْ حُبُّ اللَّهِ. The purpose of their gathering is the love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَحَبَّ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَخَاهُ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ فَتَصَافَوْا الْحُبَّ فِي اللَّهِ. So their love is for Allah's sake. So their hearts are pure in this love because it is for Allah's sake subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّهُ يُعْلِمُ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَخَاهُ أَنَّهُ يُحِبَّهُ. يعني يقول لأخيه أحبك في الله. هذا أمر ممدوح. ليس مجاملة، إنما أمر مدحه الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام بقوله: إذا أحب أحدكم أخاه فليعلمه. This hadith, it means if one of you loved his fellow brother, let him inform him that he loves him. يعني you tell him, I love you for Allah's sake. أحبك في الله. وإن حصلت من أحدهم معصية ينهاه ويزجره. And if one of them sinned and disobeyed Allah, he will tell him and advise him and discipline him if it is needed. He will scold him for disobeying Allah. That's when he will get upset. But in a gentle way. وروى أبو يعلى وعبد بن حميد عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قيل يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي جلسائنا خير؟ فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من ذكركم بالله رؤيته وزادكم في علمكم منطقه وذكركم بالآخرة عمله. هؤلاء خير الجلساء. Those are the best of people that you should sit with. Those who, when you see them, you will remember Allah's obedience, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you hear them, their talk will increase your knowledge. And it will remind you of the akhirah. Those are the good friends that you should never let go of. فمن مثل هؤلاء يا أخي المسلم اختر صاحبك وذلك لأن أكثر ما يعينك على الطاعات مخالطة المطيعين وأكثر ما يدخلك في الذنب مخالطة المذنبين. And it's a fact that that's the type of friends that you should pick, dear brothers, because the good friends, the good pious friends are those who will influence you to do the good. And you are influenced by the good people and by the bad people. So if you are befriending bad people, disobedient people, then they will affect you. They will lead you to the habits that they do. And if you are in a gathering with good people, they will invite you and affect you to the good things. And that is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam meant and said in the hadith, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilihi." فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. You follow the habits of your friends. So make sure you pick the right one. وَالنَّفْسُ مِنْ شَأْنِهَا الْمُحَاكَاةِ وَالتَّشَبُّهُ بِصِفَاتِ مَنْ قَارَنَهَا فَصُحْبَةُ الْغَافِلِينَ سَبَبٌ لِحُصُولِ الْغَفْلَةِ. If you are, you can check that in your kids, in your sons. If they befriend the kids that are careless about the akhirah, careless about as-salat, careless about the religious matters, usually the kids will become like them. They will become careless. If everybody doesn't pray in that group, he will start being like them. He will stop praying. Unless he is the opposite type of a friend who takes control and brings his friends to the akhirah. He is the one who influences them to the good, to the akhirah. He reminds them of Allah Ta'ala and the torture of Allah and the promise of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. قال الإمام مالك لا تصحب فاجرا لألا تتعلم من فجوره. وقال ابن رشد لا ينبغي أن يصحب إلا من يقتدى به في دينه وخيره. سبحان الله. لأن قارين السوء يردي. So Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, don't befriend an evil person, a wrongdoer, a person who does bad things. Don't become friends with them. And Ibn Rushd said, you should not befriend except the one who can be an example to you, a role model to you, that you can follow, because the bad person will influence you, even if you don't notice it sometimes. فَإِيَّاكَ أَن تُصَاحِبْ مَنْ لَا تَفِقْ بِهِ وبأمانته وتعرف صلاحه وتقواه فإن المرأة يكون في الآخرة مع من أحب. So don't take bad friends to yourself. Don't befriend those who you don't know their level of piety. You don't know how good or bad they are. Don't befriend such people, because in the Akhirah, as the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, المرء مع من يحب. the person, he will be with those whom he loves. So if you love the pious people, inshallah, we will be among them and we will be with them. وينبغي أن يكون في من تؤثر صحبته خمس خصال أن يكون عاقلا حسن الخلق لا فاسقا ولا مبتدعا ولا حريصا على الدنيا. Five things are essential in a friend that you should pick. That he is mindful, clever, mindful person with good manners and not an evil doer and not a bad innovator doing the bad innovations, the bad habits, and not a person whose love is for dunya. He's attached to the dunya. Those are not the good types, the good traits in the person. فَأَمَّا الْعَقْلُ فَهُوَ رَأْسُ الْمَالِ وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي صُحْبَةِ الْأَحْمَقِ. So the person should have, we said, the aqil, the mindful person, because that is your capital. That is the main thing that you are looking for. The person who is mindful of the beneficial things for his akhirah, that is. And the person who is badly mannered, and the like, he will harm you rather than benefit you. But the person who has good manners, he will benefit you by his approach to people. When he's talking to people in a gentle way, you will benefit. When he is harmed and he exchanges that harm with a good treatment, you will benefit by just you observing. And that is how our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. وَمِنْ حَقِّ الصُّحْبَةِ الْإِيثَارُ بِالْمَالِ. يعني إذا كان بحاجة أن تقول له أنا أساعدك أنا أعينك. من حق الصحبة الإعانة بالنفس وفي الحاجات والمبادرة إلى قضاء مصالحه من غير أن تنتظر أن يطلب منك. The among the rights of the friendship is that you help when he is in need of help, and that you don't wait for him until he comes to you and knocks your door and says, I'm in desperate need for help. Rather, the good friends, he will initiate the help by either financial help or physical help or emotional help. These are among the rights of the friendship. وَمِنْهَا كِتْمَانُ السِّرِّ وَسَتْرِ الْعُيُوبِ فِي حُضُورِهِ وَفِي غَيْبَتِهِ وَالسُّكُوتِ عَنْ تَبْلِيغِ مَا يَسُوءُهُ مِنْ مَذَمَّةِ النَّاسِ إِلَيْهِ. So among these important things that a friendship should have is that you keep his secrets, you don't expose them, and that you conceal his faults, his wrongdoings, you hide them. While you advise him to correct them, you hide them, whether in his presence or in his absence. And that you are silent from telling people things that he dislikes, such as the ghiba, wal'iyadu billahi ta'ala. Even if you heard someone talking about him, you don't go to him telling him, I heard this brother say bad things about you, dispraising you. It will break his heart, and this is could be namima. ومنها حسن الإصغاء عند حديثه حتى يفرغ منه وترك مماراته ومناقشته فيه. ومنها أن يدعوه بأحسن أسمائه إليه. ومن ذلك أن يثني عليه بما يعرفه من محاسن أحواله من غير إفراط ولا كذب. ويشكره على صنيعه في وجهه ويذب عنه في غيبته إذا تكلم فيه كما يذب عن نفسه. Because if you really love the khair for others as you love it for yourself, then you will apply it. If you hate someone talking about you, you should hate also someone talking about your brother. لله تعالى. So you stop them. You tell them, brother, this could be ghiba. This is haram. He doesn't accept. The one you're talking about, he doesn't accept this. So let's not talk about him. In a gentle way, sometimes you will teach these people how ghiba is prevented and that it is haram. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. أَمَّا إِنْ كَانَتْ زَلَّتُهُ فِي دِينِهِ فَيَتَلَطَّفْ فِي نُصْحِهِ مَهْمَا أَمْكَنْ وَلَا يَتْرُكْ زَجْرَهُ وَوَعْظَهُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يُكْثِرِ الْعَتَبِ. But if he makes a mistake, something haram especially, then you don't neglect it, rather you gently correct it with a good advice. This is how the Muslim should be. You gently correct it, but without extremely reminding him of his wrongdoings over and over again. This will push people away. كَثْرَةُ الْعَتَبِ. So you gently remind him, and if needed, if it is something haram, you discipline him. How could you do this haram? Don't you fear Allah? Don't you know that Allah Ta'ala will judge you? This is a good friend. Nowadays, many people, they will thank him. Barakallah feek, thank you very much for good things he says and bad things that he says. This is not good compromise. ومنها أن يحسن الوفاء مع أهله وأقاربه وهكذا كانت أخلاق الصحابة والصالحين وينبغي ترك سوء الظن إساءة الظن هذا أمر حاصل ومنتشر في المجتمعات وللأسف وذلك أن تحمل فعله عليك أن تحمل فعله على الحسن مهما أمكن. So you should leave out thinking bad about your fellow Muslim. يعني if he did something, there are many chances that this thing could be bad, but one of them could be a good reason behind it. So you should think well. Don't misthink about the Muslim. Rather say, I think he did it for a good purpose. There must be a good reason behind it. Don't make an assumption. Don't quickly accuse. That is haram. That is called su'ul dhan. Allah Ta'ala warned from that in Al-Quran. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned from that in the hadith multiple times. One of the hadiths that he said, narrated by Al-Bukhari, he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, إياكم والظن فإن الظن أكذب الحديث. وقد قال ابن المبارك, المؤمن يطلب المعاذير والمنافق يطلب الزلات. سبحان الله. So the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, it means, beware of false accusations. Beware of misthinking about the Muslim. يعني immediately you see him walking bad, in front of a bad place, for example. You say, oh, he just came out of a bar. He drinks. He doesn't pray. He is bad. He's this, this, this. Be careful. This is su'dhan. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam warned from that. And he said it is amongst the worst lies because it's based on an assumption. And Ibn al-Mubarak said that the good pious person, he will look for excuses for the Muslim. And the hypocrite, he will search and fetch for faults. As soon as he sees him doing a mistake, he will fetch it. And that's not a good sign. That is not the merits of the Muslims. Among these things is to be kind to him, gentle with the words, with the things that you say. You check on him. Is he okay? Is he healthy? Is he in need of something? And you show him that you care for him. You show your fellow brother that you care for him. And that you are happy when he is happy. And you are sad when he is sad. This is the friendship, the good friendship that Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Al-Quran. Al-Muttaqeen. Illa al-Muttaqeen. ومنها الإخلاص والوفاء. فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ورد عنه أنه أكرم عجوزا وقال إنها كانت تأتينا زمن خديجة وإن حسن العهد من الإيمان. And to remember the good favors that they did is among the good friendship. To be loyal to them. To be sincere to them. And that is how the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was. And it is narrated that he used to be kind and generous to an old person. And he said, an old lady, he was kind and generous to her. So when he was asked, he said, she used to visit us during the life of Khadija, radiallahu anha. And he said, إِنَّ حُسْنَ الْعَهْدِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Remembering the loyalty or remembering the favors of others is from al-Iman. So that's how our Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said. And he said, لَا تُصَاحِبْ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنًا وَلَا يَأْكُلْ طَعَامَكَ إِلَّا تَقِي. Which means, this does not mean it's haram to take a non-Muslim as a friend. Rather, it means the priority, this hadith means the priority is to befriend a good mu'min, a good Muslim, a pious person, and to offer the food to the pious ones as well. This is the priority. You can feed the non-Muslim with a good intention, but the priority and the more reward is to give it to a pious person. اللهم اجعلنا من الإخوة المتحابين فيك ومن الذين يجتمعون على طاعتك وثبتنا على الإيمان وسدد خطانا نحو الخير يا أرحم الراحمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم، فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفروا الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، والصلاة والسلام على محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم في السر والعلن، اتقوا الله وأطيعوه وتوبوا إليه من كل ذنب واستغفروه، واعلموا أن الله أمركم بأمر عظيم، أمركم بالصلاة والسلام على نبيه الكريم، وقال وهو أصدق القائلين: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Remember to make tawbah always from all the sins and to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and to obey Allah at all times and make salat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يقول الله تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. Brothers, the people on that day will look like they are drunk, but they are not. But from the fear of the terrible things that are happening and the horrors on that day of judgment, that's how they will look like. May Allah forgive us. Allahumma inna da'unaka fastajib lana du'a'ana واغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وكفر اللهم عنا سيئاتنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم سخر لنا الأخلاء الصالحين واجعلهم لنا أعوانا على طاعتك، وجنبنا صحبة من لا يخافك، واحفظنا من شر أعمالهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا واكفنا ما أهمنا وقنا شر ما نتخوف. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزدكم واستغفروه يغفر لكم واتقوه يجعل لكم من أمركم مخرجا. وأقم الصلاة.